housing market?
Probably when US interest rates start to go up, but that's not going to be any time soon. We know that the US economy is likely to weaken markedly, and of course the Federal Reserve has been cutting interest rates and may very well be forced to cut them again, given that the subprime fallout is unlikely to end any time soon. Indeed, the expectation is that it could be another year before it fully washes through. So our expectation and the expectation of the markets generally is that the dollar will continue to weaken on the foreign exchanges, although that will cause problems, particularly in Europe, where exporters are beginning to be concerned by the relative uncompetitiveness of their exports relative to other regions of the world.
So what's the current thinking on when there might be another rate move and in what direction?
Well, it's not inconceivable that there could be another rate cut when the Federal Reserve's Open Markets Committee, the committee that sets interest rates in the United States, meets again at the end of October. Not inconceivable, but the Fed may very well want to see some more data from the real economy before it moves. Our expectation is that interest rates in the United States will be 0.5% below where they are now by the end of the second quarter of next year.
Another interesting currency story overnight. In Tokyo, the pound sterling has been falling, not massively, but quite significantly, because of an article in a British newspaper which basically points out that what's called the deposit protection plan that the Bank of England has in place to protect depositors.
Yes.
Basically hasn't got enough money in
it. That's right. This is a very interesting story. There has been some work done, clearly, behind the scenes to work out just how much is in the compensation pot.
It's linked to Northern Rock.
It is essentially linked to Northern Rock, that's right, because, of course, the government has promised to underwrite depositors' money. So, quite rightly, a number of people have attempted to have a look and see just how much money there is in the pot.
And there's not nearly
enough.
There
isn't anything like enough. Apparently, if the rumours are to be believed, there's only £4.4 million, which, of course, isn't anything like the sufficient to cover the 20-odd billion.
It could affect all the banks, basically, not Northern Rock.
Well, it could affect all the banks, but Northern Rock is absolutely the most affected. Mm.